You're listening to K-Hum, and I am very, very, very pleased to have Betty Chin in here, as well as Joy Victorine, who's the program manager in care of the care transitions programs at St. Joseph's Hospital. So thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How's your morning been, Betty?
Busy, and all night long been driving everywhere.
Yeah. I know you said that you went all the way up to Oregon to pick up somebody.
Yeah, today somebody's sick, and I need to take to the medical care, and so that's what happened. And normally I spend the night at the village, container village, but it's a keep going, and so it's okay. So see you.
And you run into a lot of people who are sick, don't you?
Yes, I don't know, because the health problem is come from all this year. They live in Palco Marsh, never had a medical care, and right now finally they settle down, and then that come to, you know, these are all medical need and coming back to haunt them, or they need a care. So that's what we've been doing at our container village. Take people to see a doctor. We have people who have 17, 18 years and never see a doctor.
Wow, that's a long time.
A long time, especially women. They just don't see a doctor. So we do a lot in that area, and then so very busy in there, but the good, very successful. You know, really, and then I didn't expect that would turn out. The people got jobs, the people got housing, get care for the medical care, and then care for the mental health and all this stuff, and then go to the detox for the drug. So we are very busy down there too. But the people's good. I used to mess a lot of lunch for the people who go to work, but until now, and only two lunch. When they go to work, and then they earn money, they save money, they go forward with their life. And then we had a newcomer come in. We had close to almost 70 or 80 people from a Palco Marsh former residents there to come to our program, and then we change it all the time.
Are you talking about your regular day center program, or are you talking about the Blue Angel Village, or
Blue
both
Angel, the container
Blue Angel
Village? And then what happened when they go to Blue Angel Village, and then after they do something for their life, and then they go to day center. So day center is a lot of clients go there. And that's good. They learn that I can feed them. I love them. I do anything for them. They had to learn and find a way to support themselves. That's what we're doing right now. So a lot of people come through there get do it. But some people choose not to do it, or they doesn't fit what they want to do it. That's their choice too. And then, so that's what happened. And last year, I suddenly had an idea. I want to go another level, rebuild a family, because I had a good family. So, and also my back culture, myself and I, culture fans in my own, and we care for the sick, we care for the elderly. So I want to care for these very sick on the street, and then because I only have one myself, and I'm not the professional, I'm more like a mom fans. So I had a crazy idea, had another fans, family shelter, and respite time for the people who's sick. And they come in and lie down and rebuild them stronger, and then go out. I'm not a professional. I had no knowledge and medicine at all.
Is that why you pair with St. Joseph?
Yes. I've been knowing them for a long time. St. Joseph always is so good to me. And every night for the last more than 10 years, when they close the restaurant, they would call me. I pick up the leftover food for the people. And they always there for me. And then I met Joyce a few years ago. They had a program, and he asked me, can I deliver the food to the people who need the food? And I did. So I get and know Joyce very, very well. So when I had this idea, I said, I can do the cooking, but I'm not the professional. So I contacted Joyce, and then I let her tell you about how we start the relationship there.
Yes. Hi. I'm so excited to be here with Betty, and St. Joseph Hospital is excited to be able to partner with Betty's new project. So
did you meet her whenever she, did Betty, did you approach them?
Yeah, because they are the professional, I am not.
And is that how you met Betty?
Yeah, that's how we met. We've been doing medical respite through St. Joseph Hospital for several years, And Betty has been just wonderful with delivering food to the house. So whenever somebody was discharged, Betty would always be there with a meal. We would call her any time of the day, and she would come. And that's how we really met her. And her compassion and her commitment to the sick has been, you know, phenomenal. And so when she came to us with this idea of medical respite, something that, you know, our team with Care Transitions has been doing for a little while on a small scale. And we have 5 beds in a clean and sober house where we provide support with a registered nurse and a social worker and a health coach. And we are able to discharge folks there for a 2-week, it's about 2 to 4 week respite stay. And we really work with people to be able to meet their discharge needs, make sure they have the medications that they need, make sure that they have any social service assistance that they might need. Through that, we've been able to see a lot better in outcomes and improved health outcomes as well. So when Betty had the idea to expand the program, there's a huge need. So we have a small program that we plan to continue, but we'll expand and also be able to offer services in Betty's new program.
Yeah. And for people who are unaware, Betty's new shelter is going to be opening up, coming up on the grand opening is for the 16th for donors, but then they have a public opening on Saturday the 17th from 2 until 4 p.m. And the first floor will be the patient respite care for 10 homeless people discharged from St. Joseph's. And the second floor is going to be for 14 families.
Yeah, it could be exciting. But I want to clear up something too. I did contest in Med River Hospital too, other hospital too, but they don't have that kind of ability to want to do it. So that's why so I work with the St. Joseph Hospital. And then later, let's say the healthcare partnership come forward, want to help them too. So I think I in a good place right now. I really do. But there's also the family shelter is I follow the model for the housing first. For the work for welfare family, I want a kid and with the mom in there. We don't have a family shelter in this area. So the mom can go to work and they go and go to work, the children, we had a children program right next door from K to 6, and also we had a for small kid for the play group for follow the first 5 program. And so and then nobody just lie down there and do nothing and just get lazy. No, everybody has to do something, look for a job, so that way and they can save money and then they can have a permanent housing. Mm-hmm. So that's our my idea follow it. So, and I'm really grateful. I have really nice partner and funny city and county really stepped forward and want to help me too.
I remember whenever you came up in May getting the funding for the building.
Yes, that's where the city gave me money and the county very supported. And then I feel like I'm a part of community. I should do whatever I can do to help the homeless because it's not just a city or county problem. It's a nationwide problem. So we take one step at a time, I think, at least to do something instead of talking. Talking is not really my idea. And let me go back to one more story I'm going to tell you about why I'm so want to work for the St. Joseph Hospital. In my all my time, I have 3 people die on my arm, live on the street, and bruises of the illness. And then the 4th one come along, and he's a gentleman. And I asked him what he want. Do he want to reunite with the family? It's hard for me to talk about it. And then he said, Betty, I don't have family. I let them down, and I don't want to bother them anymore. I have one wish. I want to die inside the house and not outside. So I reached out to St. Jude's Hospital, one of the social worker. And they open up a evergreen lodge and let the man sleep in there for last 2 weeks in his life. When he died, I was there and he had a smile on his face. And that's what we do. We are not just for the St. Joseph's Hospital or Betty Chan. We really do it for a client. imagine that man had died outside. When the evergreen lodge is very beautiful. They had couch, bed, and like a living room, they can stay.
That's awesome. That's
And I don't know any people knew about it. I didn't know about it until somebody tell me. I just call, I tell them about I had something like that, and they say yes, bring them over, like a suite, really beautiful, really homey. And then I say he's a homeless, and you let them in. I say yeah, bring them in. And then night before the guy died, and he tells me, Betty, I never dream about I had a bed to sleep. And his teary eye coming down, and the next day, and he died. So that's really myself say, that is the partner I want. That's the people I needed for me to help the people. I cannot do that, but they can.
Well, thank you so much for partnering with Betty on this. It's super awesome.
Yeah, thank you. No, we're very excited. Yeah.
So you want to give a rundown as to Care Transition and what you all do?
So Care Transitions, we're just really focused on the transition from the hospital back to the community.
Make sure they have the medication, as you were explaining earlier. Is there anything more?
Right. And just to really provide the wraparound services. So we try to meet people where they are, identify what their needs are, and really work from there. So, we start with, of course, the healthcare needs and make sure that they have a primary care physician and identify any barriers. You know, often people will have an appointment and they don't have transportation to get there. So we really just start from the basics and try to get people the services that they need, all while providing support. We will go to the appointments with them, help coach them so that they can understand, you know, the medical terminology and understand their medications, and just kind of break down the whole kind of overwhelming complex system. And so really that's been our goal, and that's what we're going to continue to do, and we're going to be able to serve more patients with this expansion. So it's wheelchair accessible. Folks, they need to be independent. They need to be able to take their own medications, but it's going to be in an environment that's accessible and beautiful.
And do you also help them access funding? Because that's sometimes super tough.
Yes.
As well.
So our social worker will meet with folks and find out what they're eligible for. We also have funds available. We're able to assist people with medications that aren't covered, equipment that's not covered, transportation needs, you know, whatever it is, we're fortunate to be able to have access to resources to provide those services that folks need at discharge.
That's wonderful. That way that they don't have all the debt to have to, and they can get on their feet.
But also, too, Joyce will let me know what kind of friends, like a diabetic, then we can make different kind of food for them to eat, and then much healthier heart condition, that kind of stuff, special make food for them. So that's my department. Yeah. But I, you know what? Without a community come forward, we couldn't make this happen. And I still feel like a dream in a dreaming. Because when the old owner wanted to sell the building to me, I said, what I can get money? The one guy come all the way here from San Francisco, donated money for the building. And then he asked me, say, Betty, so what can you do about the program? And I said, I don't know. When the time come, I think. But everybody come forward, the county, the city, and the partnership, and them had the money and funding to help it.
And you had somebody come all the way up from San Francisco to donate? That's super awesome.
Yeah, look at the building and say, I get your money, Betty. And then, but what happened? The pool government, I said, I don't know. And it's sort of like, I have my faith. I always believe in the people knowing a good cause. They would come forward. And I don't know. I never think about, I know her for so long. She's been an orphan, turned a new partner. That kind of situation. And sometimes it's hard to ask the people because when you reject it, it's like, I take it very personal, you know. So they are very kind and they say, oh yeah, and you gotta come to look at. And then they design the downstairs, the whole floor. I'm not the designer. I said, you know, They designed really beautiful. They had all the furniture, all the, what to me is the most important to me, the wash and dryer. They can wash the clothes.
There's a washer and dryer there?
Yeah.
We're very lucky. Sharon Hunter, who used to be our program manager, is in design school, and she has put together every bit of all the decor and the furniture and all the planning and she's done a wonderful job.
It's beautiful. Great. And I tell you, it's not just like a respite home. It's really beautiful. We even had a sitting room for them to get out of bed and sit down there and watch TV or magazine. Oh gosh, so beautiful.
That'll help people get better too. Awesome.
Yeah.
And I want to remind people that you're listening to 104.3 and 104.7 KHUM, Cutton, Eureka, Arcata, and the Day Center.
Yeah.
And the new shelter, which is going to be opening coming up for the 16th for the donors. But then on Saturday, the September 17th, there's a public opening from 2 until 4, so everybody can come on out there and see this for themselves and see what's going on. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the second floor for 14 families.
Yes. The major friends, for me, the exciting tell you, we had 10 skyline and upstairs. And then we had doctor come over and watch and say, skylights help the people heal their depression. So that's really good, very beautiful. You can oversee the whole city upstairs.
Wow, that's neat. How did you find this building?
The old owner come to ask me.
And it's right next to the Day Center.
Right next door. So, and then we are planning about 14 family. We had one for the younger kid, one for the older kid, like a teenage kid. Mm-hmm. So depend on how big a size the family, we had divided for let them have a little bit privacy. We had a case manager for each family. And then, like I said, the kid from K to 6, they go to next door. We had after school program at the center. And then under 5 years old, 0 to 4, they can go to the playgroup and the next door too. Just like next door, so close to each other. So the mom and dad go to work. We go to have the waffle welfare program coming from a county. And we get referral from them. Also, we take referral from outside ourselves. But we are not going to house in anybody living in housing already. Like if somebody lived in some house and already said, we can move to your place. We don't do that. Basically, the most priority for me is the people, family live on the street with the family and the mom and dad, some kind of friends, so we can help them get jobs, save the money, and move to permanent housing. And I that's important to me. I had a family. You had a family. But I think America right now, look at family value, not that strong like it used to anymore. Really important. That's the only way you can reduce the homelessness, rebuild the family.
Mm-hmm.
They find a way. I can feed them every day. I can provide what they need. But they have found a way to support themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do that.
And you're helping a lot of people do that.
Everybody together.
Everybody together.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, you both and everything, yeah.
Yeah.
How is Blue Angel Village going?
So well. I never expected so successful. I do not. And then we had good staff in there.
So the people that you had to extend the stay over the 90 days, how have they been doing?
Days, and then we had four expanded because I get them RE and waiting for the paperwork done, and they can move to the RV part. So when they had a lot of dogs and some kind of issue, nobody rent a place to them. So RV is another, my avenue. And then a couple $1,000, you can buy RV, and then they live in the RV part. They had job, they can able to pay the rent. If you rent a place for them, they cannot afford it.
Oh, and RVs can be super nice.
Yeah, and that's what I've been doing. Is anybody had an RV doesn't want to give to me, had to be good one. I don't want to run me down one.
Now you have to give out the Day Center number so they can contact you, Betty.
Yeah, 707-407-3833.
Awesome.
Yeah, sweet. Because that's what I help some people, has some kind of mental health issue or dog issue, then they had a place to go. And thank you for the RV park people want to help me out. They get a spot for them. And then only $350 a month rent. They get a job. They can afford to do it. you don't just get them RV, you on your own, goodbye. No, they had to find a way to pay the rent, to support themselves. $350 is not that much money when you they cannot afford to rent an apartment and even the people rent it to them. So good things happen every day. Yeah.
I'm glad that good things are happening with this. And it's always good to showcase a lot of the awesome things that are happening in the community, especially this partnership. Yeah. Do either of you have anything else you want to add?
I just so feel grateful for St. Joseph's Hospital to be a partnership and believing in me. And then, you know, I'm not a professional. I'm more like a mom. And trust me.
I would say you're a professional.
Absolutely.
And change the whole program into there. And to benefit the client I know and they know. So that's me. That's me. And then I think after that, I take a few months rested. I need some rest. Because right now, I still spend 6 hours a day at the computer.
Betty, you never rest.
No,
you're working like 8 hours. What are you talking about? You need rest. I'm all about you taking a vacation.
Well, I tell you what, I enjoy what I'm doing. I really do. The people always talk about you get burned. And I don't see that to me. Each time I, good or bad, I see something. But I feel sad sometimes the people choose the different, you know, cannot stay this program and no one I can help them, but the choice they make. So that's kind of sad, but I tell them the door always open.
Well, that's all you can do.
Yeah.
And that's super awesome for you to have the door open and somewhere for people always to go and connect them to resources.
Yeah, that's important. Then everybody come in, really connect them everywhere. You know, James, our staff there, is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really bringing resources to them too in St. Joseph's.
Right. So they may be teaching me different love would be a professional.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and play Betty's song. Okay, are you ready for this?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay. I'm not going to cry.
Okay. Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I'll have this interview up on over at khem.com shortly. And just another reminder that the public opening of the new shelter on C Street next to the day center that Betty Chin has organized with St. Joseph's Hospital is coming up on Saturday, September 17th from 2 until 4. You're listening to KHEM.